Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2815.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? What attributes led you to selecting them for that role?
Usually I look at people and I try to look at their best characteristics and try to compel that as far as modeling what I do out of that. An example would be my father was very hardworking all the time. And although he had flaws, the fact that he worked hard to achieve his goals, no matter what was facing him, and I looked at that and as being a role model, but not just one person altogether, because I still want to be an individual.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
If I had to choose one person, I guess it would be former President Bill Clinton, but that's only because of the fact of his background. I mean, he grew up poor and yet, still achieved to be president of the United States. He didn't let things hold him back.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are? If not, what would you like to tell them, and how would you describe the kind of person you are?
I think they would get a average idea. I don't think they'd get a really good idea of who I am, because a big part of me is my personality. I happen to be, someone who is very outgoing, who tries to have fun in everything they do. A lot of people think work has to be real serious, and work doesn't have to be like that. You get done what you need to get done, whether it be in work, whether it be at school, however it may be, and still have fun with it. I guess one of the main things with me is a key part of life is living it, not just going by in your what's in your schedule. You could go through what you have to get done and still have fun and have a smile on your face while doing it.
How would you describe your personality?
I try to be very easygoing at times. I'm not when there's a lot of things that has to get done, but that just comes from a background. My father owned family businesses, so I've been working with business and stuff like that since I was 10 years old. So when it comes to getting stuff done, all of a sudden there's a business side every once in a while that I switch on to. But most of the time, I tend to be very easygoing as far as the way life goes. Because, in all honesty, when it comes to something's out of your control. There's no point of really stressing about that. And just try to have fun with everything. Be very caring. Be passionate in what you do. And be willing to lend a helping hand to people, but don't be a fool about it, neither. Don't let someone use you. But if someone needs your help, don't hesitate to reach out to them.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that has a significant impact on your adult life? And what kind of values would you like to pass on to your own children?
Always work hard in anything you do, even if you don't like doing it. For example, if you're at a job and it's just a dead-end job and you're just at that job until you find something better, still do that job at the best of your ability. Don't go halfway in anything you do, because that leaves an impression on the type of person you are. Always be willing to be hardworking, always be willing to learn, and most importantly, be okay with the minute that you're wrong. No one's perfect, and mistakes is the way that we learn. If we knew how to do everything right off the bat, life would be pretty boring.
What makes you unique?
For one, just the mixture of who I am as far as just racist in general, being the fact that my mom happened to be a white woman with a lot of different European background, and my father being from Bangladesh. Just them two coming together, that's a mix that you don't see in general. So just my makeup in general makes me unique. But also the fact that a lot of people like to look at, the phrase would be the cards that you are dealt, and just try to play them as opposed to just trying to live your life. And I think that's one thing that makes me unique. I don't let things hold me back. I just try to find what I want to do and reach out for it.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
In all honesty, it doesn't really matter. As long as we're having fun. I don't get to spend too much time with my family because of the fact of right now I am in college and I do have a full-time job as well as an internship. So that's a lot on the table as it is. But when I do spend time with my family, it doesn't matter whether we're at a movie or just sitting at home eating dinner, or me and my brother might go to a sporting event. But, I mean, as long as we're spending time and we're conversating and learning more about each other and what's going on in our lives, because with my family, we're always changing. So just as long as we're spending time, we're talking, just not sitting there doing something, quote-unquote, together where we're never talking.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The present I remember the most, as far as, like, being cherished, is something that shouldn't have been cherished. My dad was, at a time during my 12th birthday, was working close to 18 hours a day, about 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. And he almost forgot my birthday. Or actually, he did forget my birthday, but on his way home that day, he picked up a pack of baseball cards from a gas station and he gave them to me. And the reason why, like, I cherished that was only because of the fact, in all honesty, that's all I really wanted. Like, I was really into sports at the time, and I was really into collecting baseball cards. And I like to think that he picked up on that. Maybe it was by accident, but it's just the way that things worked out that way. He only had maybe 10 minutes to pick up a gift on his way home. Was the only thing he was able to pick up. Something like that. I mean, it's really just the thought that counts, and that's what I cherish the most as far as gifts.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
I haven't really gone on vacations, considering the fact that my dad's always trying to have his own business. He currently doesn't, but with successes and his failures and everything, we really never had time to go on vacation. My dad had owned a restaurant, and it was sort of like a vacation because it was just a summertime thing. But yeah, we worked too, and that was my most cherished vacation because of the fact at that particular time, I happened to be like 14 when we did it, and we weren't spending that much time together with family. My dad was always working. My mom was working. I was in school, and it drew my whole family together because we were all working under the same roof. We all spent time together, and it wasn't forced. It just happened.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
I guess my favorite holiday for me would be Thanksgiving, only because of the fact that's been the one holiday that everybody got together and everybody had a good time. Christmas can be stressful, and New Year's, there's times where I know family member two didn't even remember New Year's. But as far as Thanksgiving, it's time everybody gets together, everybody gives thanks, everybody sits down to a meal, you know, a home-cooked meal, and just relaxes. You know, that's the best part of a holiday, is being able to relax.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
It seems like we always had some type of pet. My dad had an, when I was really young, about 2 or 3 years old, we had a cat. And unfortunately, the first business he ever owned, and the cat happened to be in the restaurant. And ever since then, he's been very unattached to animals because he really loved that cat. We've always had animals, but they never lasted a long period of time. The longest we ever had an animal after that was 5 years, and that was with a dog that I had. But my father got rid of that one day while I was at work. And in all honesty, I try not to hold grudges, but I'm still a little upset with him about that because he didn't even ask. Like, he just, one day when I was at work, just, you know, took him.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was a big fan of sports. I liked playing football, baseball, soccer. Besides that, I also liked acting too. I always liked to entertain. I was never good at telling jokes, but doing like the theatrical thing.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
In my childhood and even up to now, I always liked classic literature. Like, my mom would read them to me. While other kids might be reading in second grade, Trumpet of the Swine or Stuart Little, my mom was reading me The Hobbit or The Three Musketeers, which is something that maybe 11th, 12th graders would read. So it was sort of force-fed to me to get into literature of that nature and to really not let the age restrict me from reading books that had big words, because you could just have a dictionary right next to you to tell you what it means.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
I'm still into classic literature, but I also like happen to like books that sort of push the envelope. Like, for example, Catcher in the Rye was banned for just little things I had in there. And it happens to be, like, probably my favorite book. And I'm not even so sure why, but it just is. Things that just catches you off guard or something like that. There's another book called Stone Fox. It's about a kid who's racing his dog to try to get money for his grandfather to save his farm. And it looks like he's about to win the race. And then all of a sudden, the dog dies of a heart attack 50 feet before the finish line. And it actually made everybody who... I was in the second grade class when we read this. Everybody had to put down the book, including the teacher, when we got to that part. But the main person he was racing against was this American Indian named Stone Fox. He had like 10 big huskies, and he's supposed to be this person who had no type of feeling about it, just about the money. And he stopped and drew a line and told all the other racers if they went across that line, he would shoot them. And the boy picked up his dog and walked 50 feet to the finish line, and that's the way the book ended. But it just took you so off guard.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, and sporting event you attended?
Okay, the last book I read was actually, it was called A Journey to the Promised Land, but it was about a radio personality talking about how the city's football team went to the Super Bowl and the journey they took there. Rather than taking a plane, what they decided to do was take an RV down there. The RV broke down and fans from the opposing team came to give them a jump start. And it was just like just about their journey, you know, so it was pretty interesting. As far as the last movie I watched, it's been a while, I've been so busy, but the last movie I watched, I believe, was Batman Begins. I happen to be like a huge Batman fan just because of the fact he was the only superhero that really didn't have any superpowers. He was just a rich guy that had a bunch of toys. It's kind of cool. And as far as the last sporting event I went to, the last sporting event I attended was a baseball game.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends, and tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time?
Ideally, I just like to try to spend time with friends, or if I have a girlfriend, you know, spend time with a girlfriend. If I can, possibly spend time with family. It depends on what mood I am. Like, if I'm in a mood where I want to get out of my apartment, you know, it doesn't even have to deal with the weather of the day. It could be totally cold and raining, but if I want to get out of my apartment, you know, to go out and go to a movie or go out and try to find something to do, go bowling. There's days, too, where I just want to relax and just relax around the house, and I might open up a board game or sit there and just watch TV. But the main thing is that I like to spend time with people.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, but I've never found it to be true. I've had people tell me I look like Sean Paul, the reggae dancer. I think I look nothing like him. The movie Napoleon Dynamite, there's a character named Pedro, and people say I look a lot like him. And there might be some truth to that, but it's all good fun. Like, I just find it to be funny.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
I happen to be a history buff, and I don't really have a favorite period in history as much as just times where there was big change and that were like revelations. Like, for example, with the 50s and 60s in the United States, as far as with the Harlem Renaissance and the civil rights movement, because it's just such a massive change and so many brave things happened and so many people came out and did things that they thought they were never able to do. Stuff with Japan, you know, after World War II, when they were forced to do some things, all of a sudden they got an identity of their own. Even though World War II was such a drastic thing for them to attack Pearl Harbor and then the atomic bomb, the fact that if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't have been able to create the relationships with different countries that they have now. Like, just different parts of history with different countries that dealt with major revelations.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
The most important thing to happen to me, I guess, would be when I watched my cousin not graduate college. She was 3 credits short, which is like one class, and she ran out of money, but it at the time, like, it would happen to be within the city that I live in. So it cost maybe $315. And she just decided not to get her degree. $315 is a lot of money. But at the same time, to be able to get a degree in what you want to do that you worked so hard to get at, just to give up that easy. And I just decided I would never do that. That I would never give up on something that it might seem like a task, but why let, a little wall hold you back on what you want to do?
What was your first big purchase you made that you're most proud of? Like a car, house, boat?
It's not so much of a big purchase, but I always wanted a leather jacket. And I ended up saving up my money, and it only cost $100. I mean, $100 is a big purchase when you're living paycheck to paycheck, but bought this leather jacket, and I mean, currently, like, the zipper is broke on it, has a rip in the back, but I just love that jacket because I always wanted one, and I was able to go out there and get it. It was the first time I ever really, decided, you know what, it might be a little expensive, but I want it. I've always wanted it, so I'm going to get it.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I would probably have a lunch date with Martin Luther King Jr. And there's certain questions that are obvious as to why he wanted equality. But at the same time, a lot of people get his messages mixed up. I have a tendency to look at race relations a lot, especially since, in fact, I'm so mixed. But, ask him what he meant by, did he really just want people to be equal, or did he want African Americans to be considered the upper echelon of people, or what did he mean by that? What exactly was he getting at that I had a dream speech? How did he deal with the threats to his family? Because threats to yourself isn't that hard to deal with, but threats to your family, threats to loved ones. Just, he had so much pressure on him and he dealt with it for so long and to the point where he was assassinated. How did was he able to deal with all that?
What is your definition of success?
Being able to wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and be happy. Not satisfied, because if you're satisfied, then there's nothing else left to do. But to be able to be happy, to be able to sit there and be happy with your family, happy with your job, and be happy with just being awake and being alive, looking in that mirror.
What is your biggest frustration?
My biggest frustration is the fact that there are times too often where I get judged just by the way I look or just by where I'm from, and people really don't give me a chance to do what I want to do. And I mean, that could be as far as in a classroom, in job market, dating, just in general. It's just so frustrating because then they get to know me to go, oh wow, I didn't realize that. And it's like if you can learn pretty much almost everything about me within an hour of spending time with me. But yet it'll take people maybe 6 months to figure out something that I told them within the first 15 minutes that I met them.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
Think the best qualities a person could have is, toughness as far as like emotional toughness, a caring, loving heart, but also smartness too. Because if you could be emotionally tough and be smart about it, but also be caring and loving, then you know who to reach out to, how to deal with the tough situations that might pull at our heartstrings or might make us just want to quit at what we want to do. It's smart to be able to observe something and realize something that other people didn't. I mean, that's just always amazing. It's always amazing to me when someone can figure something out in a matter of maybe a half hour that might take someone like 6 months to figure out.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
My least favorite responsibility, I guess, would have to be, in all honesty, paying rent. I don't like the idea of the fact that someone else is getting rich off of my hard work. Plus, to the fact that since I have an internship, I have a job, and I'm at school right now, I'm hardly ever home. So it's like I gotta pay these people money just to have the promise to have somewhere to live at that's not even mine.
You are majoring in communications. When did you first become interested in this field?
In high school, there was three things I was interested in. I was interested in theater. And I was interested in theater, because I love to entertain people, and I was also interested in sports and interested in also being able to talk to people. I don't know if that's really like clear, but being able to express my ideas and have a voice. And I was also interested in law. I know this is going a little off topic, but we had a career day at my school, and to make a long story short, the lawyers that came in really turned me off to law as opposed to actually getting me to want to pursue that. And in communications, especially like in radio or TV, you could be informative and have a voice, but yet entertain at the same time.
Let's see. What are your plans upon graduation?
As far as graduation, I want to find a job in my field to where I could build up to something. That's the whole point of me getting my degree. I mean, obviously to learn, but to be able to get a foothold into a career. I didn't want to have a job where, all right, this is what you're going to do. This is all you're going to do for as long as you're in this field. I want to be able to have a job where it's new. Practically every day you come in there, you're doing something new. You're making new relations. You're meeting new people. You're doing new things. You're seeing new places. And I wanted to get a job, whether it be at a radio station or a TV or production, where I was doing something new and had a chance to maybe travel and see new people. And as soon as I get that, and I get my foothold in my career, I mean, everything else is going to follow as far as being able to get a house and settle down a little bit and start a family and all that. That will happen after I am able to get a foothold in my career.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
Ideal job is a place where you go and you're happy to be there. Obviously, if you're at a job, you're not going to always want to do everything you have to do. But just like there's so many times you're not going to feel like being there, but it shouldn't be a thing where you go in there and you just can't wait to leave all the time. And a job where you do something, you can do things that are new or talk about new things. Like I don't want to have a job where you pull a button or push a button, pull a lever or push a lever, however you want to do it. But I mean, like, you just do something new and it's fresh and it's exciting and you wake up thinking, you know, I can't wait to go to work today because such and such is going to happen. I don't want to have one of those jobs where you're just waiting for that paycheck to come every single week, and that's the only reason why you go.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
If I could choose any career, I guess it would be an actor, like as far as movie actor, because of the fact you play someone new every time you work on a new project. The downside is the fact that you'd be famous, so you wouldn't really have much privacy. But I mean, you'd be financially secure. You'd be able to meet a lot of interested people, whether it be in movies, music, directing, a lot of interested minds. And you'd also, by making those connections, be able to do things that maybe other people wouldn't be able to do. You would have a lot more freedom as far as being able to pursue what you wanted to pursue. Plus, I would have a chance to entertain people and maybe even open up a few minds.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening, I would be able to take my girlfriend out. Let's say if it was like, a warm summer night. You know, be able to walk in the park and be able to talk and get to know each other. I mean, we would hopefully know each other. But just talk a little more because there's always something more you can learn about somebody. And be able to relax. And then go to, you know, a restaurant, have a little meal. Because when you're on a date, like, you don't want to eat just to eat. To me, anyway, like, you want to be able to, it wants to be part of the experience. And then just be very relaxing, but also be very loving, too. There's too many times people go out on an evening with either their girlfriend or their fiance or their wife, and it's to go out just to go out as opposed to go out because you want to spend time with that person and love that person. People are so afraid to love. A romantic evening to me would be just an evening where you actually put yourself out there that you want to love or you do love the person you're with.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone who's open-minded, someone who's able to challenge me and be able to say that I'm wrong, because there's a lot of times I am, and to be able to be like, I think you're wrong about this and here's why. Someone who is very smart as far as things in general, and someone who isn't afraid to admit that they're wrong as well.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I have met a lot of different people who have had trouble as far as getting pregnant and or having children. The thought of being able to be a part of that was kind of interesting. And that's an honest answer. I don't know how long ago it was. I'm not in the science field. But people didn't even really understand how that even worked, you know, conceiving. And now to know, to be able to count down and have due dates and be able to help people who might not be able to conceive on their own, have a child of their own, there's nothing more beautiful than having your own child. And just to be able to help out with that in some way is kind of exciting.
Is there a message that you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I hope you got a good idea of the type of person I am throughout this. I just hope that you got to know who I am. Because, it's like I said earlier in the interview, my personality, I feel, is my strongest trait. You can look a certain way, and that might change, or you can feel certain ways about something, and then that feeling might change about it, about that particular thing later on. But you can change careers, you can change what you drive, what you wear, who you're with or who you're married to. But who you truly are inside is very hard to change permanently. And who I am, I feel, is the one thing that I majorly take pride in. And I hope that you got a chance to really understand who I am.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2815.